This is The Briefing, a podcast presented by Musio Goodman Law Firm.
The new system that ICBC put in place as of April 1, 2019, they haven't formally called it no-fault legislation, but it really is. So what no-fault legislation means that an individual that causes an accident, in other words, the bad driver that is on his cell phone or her cell phone or drinking and driving or whatever it may be that causes an accident is actually much better off under the system. So why I say that is, for example, the temporary total disability benefits, if the individual's off work, has substantially increased the payout per week. Also, the amount of coverages for treatment has substantially increased. So for example, there used to be a user fee that was paid by at-fault drivers. That no longer is the case. If you can find a treatment provider that'll charge at the prescribed rates of ICBC. So basically the big winner here is the at-fault driver. So to use a simple example, if an individual's on their cell phone, not paying attention, rear-ends another driver and causes a soft tissue injury, the difference between the compensation between the two individuals is generally speaking only $5,500 for pain and suffering maximum, and that's the maximum. So basically these two drivers, the one that got injured at the fault of somebody else is getting virtually the same compensation as the bad driver that was on his cell phone. So that's the unfairness of the process. In summary, the at-fault driver, the bad driver, is the fellow that wins under this new system.